This is Sound Mindset. I am Robert, and there is a rumor going around that today is Friday. I hope it's true. I think it is. So let's hold on to that. I am so glad that you're joining me, wherever you're joining me from. Let me just tell you what we do in our few moments together. We start by simply focusing on our breathing to get centered and still. Then we check in with how we're feeling and let God know our heart. We close our time by focusing on God's word, just to see what he has for us in this day. We get to do this daily pause together, and the reason we do it is just to get fully present in stillness, to know and be known by God. All right, so as we begin, I invite you to just get comfortable, relax your body, quieten your mind, and let's focus on our breathing. Take a slow, deep breath. Inhaling through your nose, holding it for a few seconds, and then just letting it escape slowly through your mouth. We'll do this a few more times, breathing in deeply through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Relax your muscles and any tension that you might be carrying in your shoulders or in your body. Let it go. If you get distracted, just simply bring your attention back to the rising and the falling of your chest as you breathe. Be fully present in this moment right now as you breathe in and out. Invite you to check in with yourself. What's going on inside right now? What are you feeling in this moment right now? There's no right or wrong answer. Just authentically and honestly identify what feeling is on your mind right now. How are you feeling? Let's turn our focus to our Father, who promises to meet us in this stillness. So he is here. I want you to picture him in the same physical space that you're in right now. He's a father, a friend, closer than a brother. Tell him what you're feeling. He wants to know. Not because he doesn't know already, but because he wants a relationship with you. So tell your Father how you're feeling. Now let's make some space for God to speak to us in stillness. Listen for that still small voice. What do you hear him saying to you right now in this stillness? Wholeness was our state in the garden. But then the enemy of God came along and, through disobedience, robbed us of all that God-given state. The spiritual battle for us every day is choosing God over that same enemy, just as everyone in the Bible has had to deal with. So with that in mind, listen to 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 11. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. Stay alert, Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you've suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. Now that you've heard the passage, I want to read it one more time, but I want you to listen for two things: the commands and the promises. So humble yourself under God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen. Did you catch them? Let's review it. All under the concept of wholeness and holiness that we're exploring this week. The command, humble yourself. The promise, God will lift you up in his time. The command, give your worries to God. The promise, God will care for you. The command, stand firm against the enemy. The promise, God's calling will bring you to his eternal glory. The command, endure suffering. The promise, God will restore, support, and strengthen you. Wholeness is found only on the firm foundation that God provides. As you think about that, let's take a few slow, deep breaths once again. Breathe deep, then slowly exhale, and let go of your strife and your stress, trying to keep this all up alone. Let's move into the balance that God offers us as our firm foundation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for offering wholeness through holiness. Thank you for your commands, for my obedience, and your promises that give me hope. As above, so below. Amen. All right, friend. Thanks for spending time with me this week. I truly love getting to do this, and I'm so honored that you join me. I look forward to getting together with you again on Monday, and I pray in the meantime that you have a fantastic weekend. God bless.